I've had other offers, but no one convinced me as this one. So I said before, and I will say, I don't know how many times, that since the first conversation with Dong, and I was convinced when I finished my conversation, I went to the family, and they just could see my face, and they said, "You are going back," and I said, "I think so."
What did you need to hear from this club to decide that it was the right move for you?
The first thing, the passion. The second thing, that the, as he said, he recognized his mistake. So I think for me it's key when someone recognizes that he's made mistakes, is because he wants to improve. And the first one who thinks that to improve you need to recognize your own mistakes. And then when Don told me that he recognized his mistakes in the club, and he wanted to change and to do the things that he told me, I didn't have any doubt.
The difficulty of a balance of wanting attractive football, that's been a key here, but also wanting to push for promotion. Is that a balance you believe that you're equipped to achieve?
I think it's really important in this league to have that balance. We did in Middlesbrough. When we arrived, the club was more or less in the same situation. When we were there, they were not at the bottom, but the mid-low table. And it was just to establish the club the first season, and then to build for the following seasons. In Nottingham, it was almost the same, differently, because the first season we finished good, and when we were doing the things that we had said that we were going to do, and the team, I think, was in a good position, fighting for the players' position, everything finished. But now I think here is more or less the same, to build and to bring the right players, and starting with Don, clear ideas, with me, clear ideas. We need to bring the people who really wants to stay here, not because it's a big club, not because Birmingham is a big city, not because they have a big contract. No, they will come here because they want to play for this club.
Very short turnaround before the season starts. It might be 3 weeks before the League Cup. Are you confident that you can get enough players in to strengthen the squad by then?
I have enough players already. Because again, every single training session we have at least 20 players. So if we are telling you that it's a long time period, again, we can't sign players in 1 week, and maybe in 2 weeks we are regretting that they are not the players who we want. So we are not in a hurry. Again, we will bring the players who wants us to hear. I know it's difficult for the crowd that to hear that we aren't going to bring the best players in the world. But again, for sure, the crowd will be proud of the players who will be in this club.
Dong, if I can ask a couple of questions to you. It's the second time that you've tried to get Aitor Karanka here. Why him? Why were you determined to bring him here?
Well, I think in football, in general, you get what you deserve. And I think that was correct decision, and he turned us down before, and that also tells you why he chose us this time. He's got everything, I think. Otherwise, I wouldn't go there again. Like I said, if I didn't get him this time, I'll go get him again.
I think fans will be very keen to know that you want him to be sort of very active in terms of the recruitment and having, you know, overall responsibility for those sort of things. Is that something that was part of the deal in your mind?
No, it will be more than that. Like I said, I was looking for a partner. To every decision about this football club will be made together, and it's a teamwork, not just on the football pitch. And that teamwork starts with me and Aita. Every decision will be discussed thoroughly between us first, and then it will go down through the club.